spirit of breakthrough in the house. Wasn't that outstanding? Let's give them a great big hand again. Hallelujah. They did an awesome job. You know, they're up here and they're prophesying as they dance. They're releasing something into the atmosphere. And what I want to say, something was released over your home today. Something was released over your life today. And that there is a spirit of breakthrough in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so good. Where do you need a breakthrough? Is there anywhere that you need a breakthrough? Is there any place that it looks like maybe you've been defeated? Can you imagine what they must have been thinking when Jesus was in the grave? Oh, when he was in the grave on Friday, he was on the grave on Saturday. But then what happened? Sunday came. Hallelujah. Jesus. And I want you to know that God is a God of breakthrough for you. Hallelujah. Just, why don't you stand up on your feet? We're just going to pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Oh, Father, we just thank you for those young people, Lord, that released something prophetic from their spirits into this atmosphere, oh God, and into this city, into this nation, even on as we're in the precipice, Lord, of something great. Father, we want to declare that breakthrough is coming. And I just heard the Holy Ghost say, breakthrough is now. Breakthrough is now. That we're in a moment of breakthrough. We're in a season of breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's been so much doubt and fear and discouragement. But I want you to receive that prophetic word that was released this morning through the song and the dance, because the Lord is saying that breakthrough is for you. Hallelujah. Do you have somewhere where you need breakthrough? I want you to lift up your hands this morning. Because we serve a risen Savior. We serve a risen Savior. And he is in the world today. He is not up in the grave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just put your hand on your heart and say, Holy Spirit, speak to me today. Speak to my heart. Cause me to have a renewed mind. And help me enter into that spirit of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just have a seat. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some scripture, and this is from the New Living Translation. But this is what God put upon my heart today. He put upon my heart that there are many where God has already gotten the victory for us, but the enemy wants to keep us in a place of containment, but he has already set us free. And the vision that I got this morning is I saw a bird, and that bird was in the cage, and the cage door was open, but the bird was still in the cage. And what I heard the Lord saying is that there are many times where we had the cross, what Jesus did on the cross, he has paid the penalty for our sins. And we're going to read about that in just a moment. And what he did is he conquered sin and the grave. But many of us, we're not living in the reality of that. But God is taking us into a new dimension. He's taking us into a new understanding of what God has done for us and how he has caused us to have the victory. I want you to turn to Romans 5. And I'm going to just read some of this portion of scripture. Verse 12. And again, this is the New Living Translation. It says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. Still, everyone died. So we've got sin, we've got death. But from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even though who did not disobey an explicit commandment of God as Adam did, now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come. So death entered in by Adam. It says, but there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater, say that, even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift. Say even greater is God's gracious gift. Hallelujah. For his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad there was another man? Aren't you glad that God had a plan? Hallelujah. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of one man's sin. Oh, God had a plan. Aren't you glad? It says, for Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made with God, made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater, yes, is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness for all who receive it. It will triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Said it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus, he took the penalty for our sins. And he took the punishment for our sins. And I'm going to skip ahead to chapter 6. No, actually, I'll go ahead and read verse 18. It says, yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone that chooses to accept it. Isn't that wonderful? When I look around this room and I know where we were before and what God did, how he made open the way of salvation for us. He took the consequences. He took our sin, and he made us alive again when we said yes to him. Hallelujah. It says, because the one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one person obeyed God. Now, listen to that. One person obeyed God. Jesus Christ, many were made righteous. Hallelujah. That means right standing with God. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. We're all sinners. We all are. But as people sin more and more, God's abundant grace became more abundant. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let the water of the word wash you this morning. You know, sometimes we need that truth. We need it released in us. We need it released over us. In this very next scripture is very important. Listen to this. Chapter 6, verse 1. It says, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Now listen to this. Are you ready? And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we have also may live new lives. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad it just didn't stop there with the grave? But Jesus Christ was raised so that we might now live new lives. And it says that when we said yes to Jesus, when we gave our heart to him and our life to him, and we were baptized, the water baptism is a representation of us dying. What are we dying to? We're dying to the cage. We're dying to the sin. We're dying to death. We're dying to the grave. What does that mean? The captivity. And when I was just meditating this morning, that scripture just kept going over and over in my heart about he took captivity captive. I want you to know that Jesus Christ has taken captivity captive. In other words, the prison that imprisoned humanity, sin, the eternal destiny of hell, serving the slave of sin, has been taken captive so that we could be free. And you know what? I believe that when we were singing about breakthrough this morning, God has a new dimension of breakthrough for us because he has already done this. He has already accomplished it. He has already laid a feast before us. And what he has said, I have taken this for you so that you wouldn't have to. But you don't have to stay the same way. You know, when I look and I meet different ones around here and I know their story from before, BC, before Christ. I remember Kat. She was an addict for 40 years. 40 years! Can you imagine? And when she gave her life to Jesus, there was a time of her walking out of that. When she first came to Jesus, she said yes to Jesus. Had her penalty been completely paid? Absolutely. The moment she said yes to Jesus, her spirit was saved. She was eternally going to be with him. But there was some getting out of the grave clothes that she had to do because she had been in captivity. And when she first started, she tells that story about finding a $20 bill, and she just wanted to take that $20 bill and use drugs. And she was like, what am I going to do with this? I just want to go use. And she went to the church, and somebody prayed for her. And Robert Cove prayed for her and said, set her free from the chains of addiction, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, that's a really complex prayer, isn't it? He didn't pray on and on and on. He prayed simply, set her free, Lord. And do you know she took that $20 and she went to Tim Hortons? And she didn't use? Now, she was in the process of being sanctified. God was using her. He was setting her free. But her will, she had to cooperate and she had to begin to walk out of that cage. Do you know what I'm saying? And during that time, if this is correct, you were on methadone, is that right? She was on everything, she said. Methadone was supposed to be helping, but it wasn't. But she began to walk out of that cage. She walked out of that cage. She walked out of that grave. You see, what Jesus did was so complete. You know, people say, you know, oh, I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm telling you, no, Jesus died so you don't have to keep on doing what you're doing, because then you're a slave to sin. What do you mean? I'm free. I got grace. I can just, you know, when they were witnessing, when I was in Bible school, they went out and witnessed, and they ran into this young man, and he was Baptist, and he was out there drunk on the beach on Saturday night, and he goes, well, I'm just going to go to church tomorrow and ask Jesus to forgive me. I'm sorry, but Jesus, he died so you didn't have to do that. He died so that you could walk out of the cage. He died so that you could be so free that you don't need that. That is an abomination to him. He wants us to walk free. He wants us to get a breakthrough. And we need to get a breakthrough here. And did you notice those young people? They were pointing to their minds. And they were pointing to their hearts, and they were pointing to their spirits. And I want to tell you that God has a new dimension of breakthrough, because if you're not living in it and you're not walking in it, then what Jesus has done has not been appropriated to your life. Don't tell me you're free when you're going and you're returning to your vomit. Are you hearing me? That's not freedom. But Christ wants us to be free, free, so free, so free. Well, then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not, Paul says. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? As I was saying, when we are baptized, it's a picture. I'm not doing that again. I'm not going back to the old way of life. I'm not going to return to my vomit. I'm not going to live as someone who is enslaved to sin, but I'm going to be the free me. I'm going to be that person that God has called me to be, and I'm going to walk in the resurrection power of the cross, the glory that he has predestined for me. Does that mean that I might not make a mistake, or I might find a moment of weakness and I might sin? We're still men and women, but we don't live in the cage. We don't live in the chains. We don't live ensnared. We don't live enslaved. We don't live in addiction. We don't live in a lifestyle that is alive, a lie. We live in a place of overcoming. Since we have died to sin, how we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in death? For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ, I'm going to say this again, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we may live new lives. I want to tell you, you have the glorious power in you. And it's can be released in a new measure for overcoming. What is that called? That's breakthrough. I used to be this way, but I'm no more. Or maybe I was in this circumstance, but God is causing me to break through. And verse 5 in chapter 6, it says, since we have been united with him in his death, we will be also raised to life as he was. And we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. Now, there's a couple ways that sin loses its power. Number one, when you say yes to Jesus and you say, you know what? I couldn't pay the penalty for this. He paid the penalty. I'm going to accept that he paid it. And you say yes to him. Sin loses its power because you're no longer going to eternal damnation, right? So sin loses its power to send you to hell because what you've said is, I say yes to Jesus. He paid the price. That's one way sin loses its power. The other way that sin loses its power is that Jesus, his power, his resurrection power on the inside of us, gives us the power to overcome. How is that? Let's turn over to the next chapter. Do you want to see the resurrection power of God evident in your life? Yes, you do. Do you want to see the resurrection power of God evident in your life? Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 10, in that same chapter, it says, when he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. Turn to somebody and say, that's my call, to live for the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's what we're called to do. It doesn't give God any glory if you go back to alcohol. It doesn't give God any glory when you go back to sexual sin. It doesn't give God any glory when you go back to self-medicating with whatever your medicine of choice is. Are you kidding? That doesn't give God glory. That puts us back in captivity because he paid the price that we would be set free. If he paid the price for you to be set free, what are you doing with the glory of God that's in you? Are you walking free? Are you walking free? Because we need to be walking free. And we need to know that he has the power to set us free. And we need to live in a place of victory. Victory, that's what he's calling us to. A place of victory. Turn over to Romans 8, or you can look on the screen, or look on your phone. It says in verse 5, it says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled, say controlled, by the Holy Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. Breakthrough in my mind. Come on. Let's do that. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my mind. I don't need to be controlled by those things that make me a slave to keep turning to the slop. I don't need to be controlled by it. Because Jesus Christ has come that I might be free. I might be free. That is why he has come. So going back in verse 5 there of chapter 8, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Young people, listen to me real quick. You need to take this verse and you need to take it, you need to memorize it, you need to quote it, you need to write it, you need to understand it. It says, letting your sinful nature control your mind is what? Everybody tell me. Come on, guys. Letting your sinful nature control your mind is what? Death. That means that if I let this earth suit, this body, the carnal, the sin nature control my mind, that leads me down a path of death. It leads me down a path of destruction. It leads me down a path of captivity. So I need to decide what's going to control my mind. Because you know what? I don't think Paul would have written this if we couldn't have our mind controlled by our sinful nature, even though we've said yes to Jesus. So he is saying, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But all I can think about is this. All I want is this. I need this. I have to have this. If I don't have this, then what am I going to do? I need this. I've got to do it. I've got to fulfill the urge. I've got to do it. But what do you, is it? Is it something that Jesus wants us to have and do? Is it feeding our flesh? Because he said that we were baptized into death. Remember, we were crucified. Somebody needs some technical assistance. JJ, can you help out, please? We need to be baptized into death. Look up here. Pay attention to me. We need to be baptized into what? Death. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, you said, well, this is Resurrection Sunday. We're supposed to be talking about the resurrection. I am. There's no resurrection without death. There's no resurrection without death. There's no resurrection without death, and that includes yours, right? God is calling us to die to the things of the flesh. And when we are walking in a place of constantly fulfilling our cravings, we're not dying. We're living for the flesh. And the Lord is saying that we have got to change our minds to have a breakthrough. Because your mind has to be controlled by the Spirit. How do you get into a place where your mind is controlled by the Spirit? Well, you have to die to. Separate yourself from, kill those things that would try to dominate our flesh. It says, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to what in the Bible? Life and peace. Are you missing some life and peace in your life? I've gone through seasons with that, where I've been tormented, or where my thoughts have been into a bent that have been something that would keep me enslaved. It can be very simple. It can be a good girl or a good boy sin. Like material things, like working, like money, like education. There are people out there serving the God of education. Or it can be bad girl or bad boy sins. Adultery, fornication, pornography. Or lying, cheating, stealing. Does God want us to stay in a place of being captive to those things? But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in the category of never pleasing God. Do you? I want to say yes to Jesus. And when I say yes to Jesus, I don't say just yes to the resurrection part. I say yes to the death. That I am going to identify with you. I'm going to give you my life. I am going to walk with you. And I am going to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And that same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in me. Lives in me and leads me to a place of victory, leads me to a place of freedom and liberty. If you don't hate what Jesus hates, you need to get a hold of the Word of God, because He was the Word. If you're missing the conviction in your life, the conviction of the Holy Spirit in your life, there's something that's gone on in your conscience, and your conscience has been seared. What do we need to do? We need to get back to the Word. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, I want to be free. And you know what? God can do it. Look what God did for Kat. Look what God has done for each and every one of us. He can do it. But He wants you to give Him access. You need to give Him access. You need to give Him access. Anybody know there's a war? There's a war that's going on. There's a war. There's a war in our minds. There's a war in our hearts. It says, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. I want to say that to you today. When you say yes to Jesus and you begin to follow him and you begin to say, I am not going to be controlled by my sinful nature. It's not going to be the dominating force in my life. Is my flesh still alive? Yeah, it's still here. But I have to die daily. I have to pick up my cross daily. How often do you have to pick up your cross? Daily. I got to say no to some things that this flesh, you know, my flesh wants to get irritated. Sometimes with my husband. I'm sorry, honey. My flesh wants to get irritated. My flesh wants to get impatient. Thank God we can ask for forgiveness. Aren't you glad that Jesus said 70 times 7? My flesh wants to operate in a way that is contrary to the Spirit of God. But when that happens, what do I need to do? I need to be quick to repent. How many times a day do we say we're sorry to each other? We can't even count them, honestly. You say, oh, Pastor Patty, but she's so nice. She's so sweet. She's so good. Are you kidding? I got flesh. I get impatient. I get irritated. I get frustrated. And what do I say, honey? I'm sorry, honey. Would you forgive me? Just hit the button and play it back. I'm sorry, honey. Would you forgive me? Multiple times a day. Thank God for forgiveness. But does that mean that we need to stay in a place of staying frustrated, staying angry, staying explosive, staying abusive? No. We are walking this thing out, and we have the power of Jesus within us, that same power that raised Christ from the dead. And it says, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of God living in them do not belong to him at all. Have you given your heart to Jesus? He conquered over sin, hell, the grave, but only if you give your heart to him. If not, then unfortunately, the wages of sin are death. And that means eternal punishment and separation from him. But if you have given your heart and your life to Jesus, you need to be, say, spirit controlled. Spirit controlled. Spirit controlled. Let's say it again. Spirit controlled. Spirit controlled. Spirit controlled. Spirit controlled. See, Jesus, he took on an earth suit to come and be the sacrifice for all of our sins. There was no sacrifice for sins except by blood. And you know, under the old covenant, they kept sacrificing the spotless lambs. They kept doing it and doing it and doing it. But under the new covenant, he was the one spotless lamb, the Lamb of God, that took the punishment for all the world. And when he resurrected from the dead, for 40 days he appeared to different groups of people. And then he ascended to the Father to be at the right hand, interceding for you. And he said, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm sending a comforter, one that will guide you, and he will be your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit. See, that is who he is. He is holy. And he has called you to live in a new level of holiness, not by yourself, but by that same power that raised Christ from the dead. What does that cause in your life? Breakthrough. I used to curse. I don't curse anymore. Or I used to do this. I don't do it anymore. I used to do that. I don't do it anymore. Why? Because I'm being conformed into the image of Jesus. Why? because I said yes to Jesus, and he has given me the Holy Spirit. Now, if we live in a place where we continue and continue and continue and continue to not listen to the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit says, don't do that, I don't want you to do that, and we do it anyway. And then, again, we feel tempted because we're controlled by our fleshly nature, and what does that lead to? We just read it. Death. Death might not just be eternal death. Death. There's death in our life. Maybe it's death to our relationships. Maybe it's death to our peace. Maybe it's certainly death to freedom, because you become enslaved to something. And then you're serving the master of sin instead of serving Jesus. So what begins to happen when we say, no, no, Holy Spirit, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. And then we go over here and we say, no, Holy Spirit, I'm going to do what I want to do. His voice keeps getting a little bit fainter and fainter. Why? Because we're walking away. We're walking away. Holy Spirit's voice is there. He wants to control your mind. He wants to control your heart, just like they were singing and showing us today. He wants to bring you into a place of break what? Breakthrough. And you know what? This stone can be rolled away, but you can still stay in the tomb if you want to. But the Holy Spirit is saying, come and live life with me in a place of liberty, in a place of liberty, in a place of liberty, in a place of liberty. For you, I'm going to read that verse again, Romans 8, 9. Romans is really good, just so you know. If you just want to pick up something, just if you don't know where to read, just start somewhere. Just get something, and Jesus will use it to minister into your heart and your life. Romans is really good. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You're controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to skip down to verse 10. And Christ lives within you, so even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. And the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. So we're talking about life and peace being released on us while we're here. And we're talking about eternally. Guess what? We're going to get a new body. He's going to raise us up. At Hopeton's funeral, Mama Rose wanted that song sung. We're going to get a new body because the resurrection power of God is going to be manifest in us in a new way. Now I'm going to end with this. Verse 12. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, who is that? That's you. You have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Young people, I want to say, you have the Spirit of God in you. When you have an urge, you don't have an obligation to fulfill that, because you have the Spirit of God in you. And you can turn to the Spirit of God. And you can say, no, I will not watch that. No, I will not do that. For if you live by its dictates, you will what? Die. But through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Whose are you? You're his. He loves you. And you know what? Sometimes it's not really knowing who we are that sends us to the slop pit. I want to say to you, You are a son of the living God. You are a daughter of the living God. And sometimes, yes, the enemy comes and he torments you and he says, oh, I feel so bad about myself. I feel lonely. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna have a glass of wine or get drunk. Or maybe I'm gonna look at a movie that I shouldn't look at. Don't let the enemy make you go to the slot pit. You see, the prodigal son didn't really know who he was. Else he wouldn't have been around in the slot pit. But when he began to realize the calling upon him, I want to tell you there was another resurrection. He stepped out of that place. He stepped out of a place of death and captivity, and he started running. He started going home, and he said, I know a place. I know a place where at least I can have something better than this pig's food. And do you know that when the father saw him, do you know he probably still smelled like slop? Have you thought about that? He probably didn't look too good. He probably stunk. Have we ever been there where we messed up? Anybody? I have. But the father saw him and came running. The minute we turn our hearts to him, the father came running and he gave him a ring and he gave him a robe and he killed the fatted calf. Oh, I want you to know that there's nothing that we can really do to deserve salvation. It's a free gift. We run to him. But I'm telling you, he doesn't want you going back to the place where the pigs are, because he has something so much better for you. And the power and the love and the truth of God sets you free. Sets you free. Sets your mind free. Sets your spirit free. Sets your heart free. Sets your relationships free. Come on! The resurrecting power of Jesus lives in us. Let's not stay back in the slop. Are you hearing me this morning? Let's run after him. Let's appropriate the grace to live in an empowered place. And you say, I don't know how to do that. He will teach you how if you begin to contend to him and say yes to him. He'll show you. He'll show you how to turn away from, how to leave, how to cleave. You got to get it out of your house. You got to get it out of your mind. You got to get it out of your heart. How do we do that? We begin to appropriate the word of God and we live with it. We eat it. We pray it. We ask. We seek. We knock. Oh, just go ahead and just stay in the cage then. Oh, well, I just can't get victory over this. Well, have you tried? Did you really contend? Because the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ lives in you. And he will do it. He will set you free. But the lie is, that's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. No, it's not. It's who you used to be. But now you have the Savior of all eternity living on the inside of you. And I'm telling you, his resurrecting power is able to give you a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you so glad for the cross? Aren't you so glad? Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask the ushers to please pass out those communion elements. And JJ, if you would come up here, please, with a little bit of worship. Would you do that? Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to prepare to take communion this morning. Why? Because we're talking about resurrection. And there would be no resurrection without the death, the broken body of Jesus, taking the penalty for you and me. Jesus. I just hear the Lord saying, don't you know how much I love you? Don't you know how much I love you? I loved you so much. I loved you so much. I didn't withhold my only son. Don't you see your value and your worth? Your value and your worth. It's in the body of Jesus Christ. That's how much you're worth. That was the price that was paid for you. Don't let the enemy say that you're not valuable, you're not precious, you're not wanted. Because the ultimate price was paid for your life, and that was through the life of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. If you're here in this room today and you've never really given your heart and your life to Jesus, this is something, the Lord's Supper is something that we do to commemorate his death, his burial, his resurrection. We do this because we are in covenant with him, that we have said yes to him, that we've asked him into our heart and our life. If you're in this room today and maybe you say, you know what? I need a Savior. I need a Savior. And I want to ask Jesus to forgive me of all of my sins. And I want to give my life to him. If that's you, it's very easy. It's very simple. It's just saying those words I just said. If that's you, just say that. And you've never said that, you've never given your heart to Jesus, but you know that he's calling you this morning. Let's just say yes to him. If that's you, I just want you to lift your hand up to the Lord, lift your eyes up to the Lord. Is there anybody in this room? You'd say, you know what? I want to say yes to Jesus. I want to give my heart and my life to him for the very first time. Maybe you're here and you need some breakthrough in some areas. Aren't you glad for his body that was broken for us? Aren't you glad for the blood of Jesus? Let's just ask him today. Let's just ask him to give us the breakthrough. The word says not to take this unworthily, so we just want to come before him, open our hearts to him, and ask the Holy Spirit to examine us. And he says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive them. So let's just close our eyes before the Lord. Is there anything that he's putting his finger on in your heart, in your life? Just ask him to forgive you this morning. Just ask him to wash you. Just ask him to cleanse you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just wash me and cleanse me, Lord. Wash me and cleanse me, Lord. On the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body broken for you, that you might be healed. Do you need some healing in your life today? Doesn't matter if it's mental, emotional, physical, behavioral, wherever it is, He can heal you. And He is healing you. And He is releasing healing even into your life this morning. I want you to lift that area up to Him right now. And He said, take and eat, for this is my body broken for you, that you might have life and healing too. Let's just eat that together. Bless this body, Lord, as we take it together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood that was poured out for us. Lord, thank you that it cleanses every sin and it washes as white as snow. So, Lord, as we come today, Lord, I pray that you would wash every sin away. And we thank you for the blood that gives us life and peace. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If there's anybody on your heart that you need to forgive, let's just release them right now. Anybody who's hurt you, anybody who, maybe there's somebody who wouldn't reconcile to you. Somebody who hurt your feelings. Somebody who sinned against you. Let's just release them to Jesus. Can you release them right now? Says, as you have been forgiven, freely forgive. Freely forgive. Freely forgive. Thank you, Jesus. I'm forgiven by His love. I'm washed clean by His blood. I'm free, free, free. I'm free, free, free. I am free. Let's sing it again. I'm free, free, free. I'm free, free, free. I am free, free, free. I am free. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you that you've released breakthrough in this room today. Father, I thank you that as we have confessed our sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for a spirit of breakthrough. Father, we thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that is on the inside of us. Lord, that we're not staying the same, but we're going to a new place of breakthrough. And Father, that you're causing us to come up and out of the things that have bound us to a place of freedom, to a place of freedom, freedom, freedom. If that's you and you want prayer for that today, I want you to come up quickly. I know you got an Easter dinner to go to. So if that's you, just come up and you say, you know what? There's a breakthrough I'm believing for. There's a breakthrough I'm believing for. I want you to just come. We're going to agree with you. Just even as we heard that testimony where there was a simple prayer over Kat this morning, when that happened in her life and it caused the beginning of breakthrough cycles to come. If that's you, just come. Just come. We want to pray with you. Oh, come on, come on. There's some more that need to come. Oh, there's breakthrough for you today. There's breakthrough for you today. There's breakthrough for you today. Oh, kone mande de beki arabasun do robo koshiki. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're causing the spirit of breakthrough to be released in this place today, oh God. Father, I thank you that as people go home, oh God, Lord, that you're going to give them instructions of what to do and how to do it. Lord, what they need to do to close doors, what they need to do to open doors to the new and close it to the old. Father, I thank you that the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ lives on the inside of them. And Lord, that they're going from breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough. Oko shiki arabasun doroboko shiki. Oli arabasin didididididididi aramandidibiki shidididididi. Oli ayayaya sin didididididididididi. Oli ayayaya sun doroboko shiki. Oko namindira kashiki arabasun doroboko. Oh, I just hear the Lord saying, don't stay, don't stay, don't stay. Don't stay in the same old place. Don't stay in the cage. But just come out to a place of breakthrough, because there's a whole new you, a whole new you. The resurrecting power of Jesus lives on the inside of you. I'm just going to come through quickly, and I'm going to agree with you in Jesus' name. And then I know we also have a prayer team that's going to be available to pray. But I'm going to just agree with you for your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, koshiki anamanda. And if you want more prayer, more personal prayer, stay up here and stay up, and the prayer team will minister to you. But right now I'm just going to quickly agree. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that lives on the inside of us. And Lord, we thank you that we're stepping into new dimensions of breakthrough, oh God, that you're causing there to be breakthrough in our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our lives, oh God. I'm declaring over your people right now a spirit of breakthrough, and the chains are breaking. Oh, that they're going to a new level, oh God, of breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Oh, Father, that every chain that needs to be broken is broken in the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus. And that new dimension of your power is coming on the inside and working its way out, oh God, into a new dimension of your spirit. Oh, koshikianaka, spirit-controlled, 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 spirit-controlled. Oli abakashiki arabasun doroboko shiki. Ile arabasun doroboko li arabasiririri. I thank you for our young people, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you that they're entering into a new dimension of your glory, of your presence, of your life, of your freedom. Oh, that you are coming. Lord, you're penetrating their minds. You're penetrating their hearts. You're penetrating their lives. New dimension of your glory, new dimension of experiencing me. Okoshiki araka. I hear the Lord saying that he's going to visit you. I hear the Lord saying there's going to be visitation, and that you're going to encounter him in a whole new way. And he's going to cause you even to experience him. And I see you in this just so much joy, so much peace. so much liberty. And the Lord says you're going to be one that's going to, you're going to open the cage doors for so many, because he's called you a lady of liberty, a lady of liberty, a lady of liberty, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for your resurrecting power, oh God. Father, thank you for your power, Lord, that it's on the inside of her and that it's coming and it's being made manifest in a new way, oh God. Oh, I thank you for the healing touch, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that there's a new dimension of your glory. Let it be released over her, released over her, released over her in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, koshiki arabasondorobo koshiki. Oh, thank you. It's her story for your glory, Lord. Thank you for my brother, God. Oh, Father, I thank you for a new dimension of encounter. Father, we declare chains break, chains break, chains over the mind, chains over the heart, chains break, chains break, chains break over him, oh God. Chains break, chains break. Oh, koriki arabasondoroboko shiki arabaseki. And that he's coming into a new level of freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Chains break, chains break. Hallelujah. We thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus. Lord, let it flood her body. Lord, let it flood her heart. Let it flood her mind. The resurrection power of Jesus to be made manifest in a whole new way. The resurrection power of Jesus, Lord, touching her body, Jesus. Touching her body and bringing healing. Bringing a new dimension of your glory, oh God. Oh, koshiki arabasiki. Chains are breaking in the name of Jesus. In the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Chains break. Chains break. Chains of infirmity. We're declaring that chains of infirmity are breaking in Jesus' name. We're declaring that she's being radiated with the glory of God. Oh, we're declaring that it's radiating through her body. It's radiating through her muscles and her hips and her bones. Oh, it's radiating over every nerve ending right now. It's radiating the glory of God. We declare infirmity is lifting in the name of Jesus. And I declare that it's bound, it's gone, it's going, it's lifting in Jesus' name. And healing is her portion, Lord. Healing is her portion. Healing is her portion. Oh, koshiki arabasondorobo koshiki arabasondorobo koshiki. The glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. Oh, let her experience the new resurrecting power of the glory of God in her heart, in her life, in her family. Oh, koshiki aramandarabaka. New mindsets, new mindsets. New mindsets of victory. New mindsets of victory. Victory for all to see. The Lord says he's going to begin to visit you in your dreams in a new dimension. And he says he's called you to be an intercessor. And that he's going to cause there to be a new level of intimacy. A new level of intimacy with me, says the Lord. Father, I thank you for resurrecting power, Lord. I thank you that it's over this family, God. I thank you that it's over these lives, oh God. I thank you that they're coming into a new dimension, Lord, a new dimension of your glory, God. It's resurrecting glory, Lord. It's being revealed in them and through them, oh God. Oh, something new is birthed. Something new is birthed. Something new is birthed. And we just declare chains break, chains break, chains break, chains break, chains break, chains break. Oh, koshiki arabaka arabaka. Mental oppression and torment is breaking. Depression is breaking. Discouragement is breaking. Oh, konemindirabaka arabasondoroboko. And there's a new level of freedom. A new level of freedom. A new level of freedom. Oh, thank you for destiny, Lord. Let them walk in their destiny call, Jesus. Into the very fullness of it, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. O koshiki arabase. The resurrecting power of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that demonstrated in her life right now. I thank you that there's new dimensions, oh God. I thank you that there's new dimensions of your glory. Father, I thank you that there's new dimensions, oh God. And Father, I thank you that everything that needs to be broken off is breaking off. Every mindset, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that she's a liberator, God, and that you've called her to even have those around about her that are stepping into a great place of liberty. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Kodabakasiki. Oh, thank you for the resurrecting power of Jesus. Let it be made manifest in a new way in our heart, in our life, God. Touch her, Lord. Bring it to pass, oh God. Bring it to pass, the new thing. And Lord, that the old things are passed away. And Father, I thank you for the new direction, the new call, the new clarity. Oh, Lord, let it come with great new authority in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for my brother, Lord. Oh, Koshia, thank you for the new, oh God. Father, I'm declaring breakthrough. Father, I thank you that every old thing is coming off. Father, I thank you that old things are coming off of his mind and mindsets in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're breaking him forth into a great new place of liberty. Father, I thank you that chains break, chains break, chains break, chains break in the name of Jesus. Off of his heart, off of his life, oh God, and he's stepping out into a new place of victory and accountability, Lord. Oh, koshiki arabasondoroboko. And Father, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, li arabakashiki. Even as we're around, I think we're somewhere around the anniversary, aren't we? Yes? You passed already. Oh, Lord, I thank you that they're celebrating your victory and your liberty in their lives. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're doing a brand new thing. And we just speak that resurrection power over this couple, over their family, over their lives, Lord. I thank you that you're breaking generational curses. Father, I thank you that you're bringing them into a new place of liberty. Oh, Father, I thank you that old patterns are broken. Oh, and then they're coming in to a new place. Oh, Koshi, a new place of glory, a new place of glory, a new place of glory. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, God. Father, I thank you that your chains break in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm declaring that this is a new place of life and love and liberty that he's stepping into, oh God. Father, I thank you that he's a called one. Lord, that he's a sent one. Lord, I thank you that you're doing a deep work in his heart and in his life. And Father, I'm declaring over him that this is a new day. It's a new day and a new way. Resurrection Sunday. And Lord, that he's being raised to a new place of destiny, a new place of authority. Just come, Lord. Just come. Just come. Just come, Lord. Just wash him. Just anoint him. Just pour your oil upon him. And Lord, I thank you that there's a great empowerment that comes with the power of the Holy Spirit, that it breaks every yoke. Sondoroboko shikiaraka. Breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. Sonkonde biki anamashiki anabasondoroboko. Siriri anabasiki anabasondoroboko shiki anabase. Yiriri anabasumboroboko shiki arabaseke. Yili arabakai. Honey, can you come? Can you come? Won't you pray a father's blessing over Vlad? Can you do that? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're the God of breakthrough. Lord, that you are the God with the breakthrough anointing. Father, that you are a God, Lord, that your anointing destroys every yoke. Father, I thank you that you're using him's heart, his life, oh God, and that you're bringing him into a new dimension of the glory, a new dimension of the resurrection glory, a new dimension of the resurrection glory. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, let him step into a new dimension of your resurrection glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Resurrection glory. Resurrection glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Camille, oh God. Father, I thank you that there's a breaker anointing on her life. Father, I thank you that there's a breaker anointing on her prayer. Lord, a breaker anointing over even her thoughts and what you've given her, her ideas, oh God. And Father, I'm declaring there's a breaker, there's a breaker, there's a breaker, there's a breaker, there's a breaker anointing upon her. Oh, koshiki arabasiki. And that she's going to a new place. A breakthrough, God. Let your power come upon her in such a great new way. It's a brand new day. Oh, Jesus. I just see the Lord, and he's holding you, he's giving you a big wad of cash. And I just hear him say, I've got you covered. I've got you covered. I think that represents more than just finances. I think it represents as well power and authority. Father, I thank you that you got her covered and you're supplying every need, physical, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual. Lord, you're supplying every need and you got her covered. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for Angela. Oh, Father, I release peace into her heart, oh God. I thank you that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Lord, that you perfect the things which concern her. Lord, I thank you that there's great breakthrough in and around her. I see the flurry of the Lord. The flurry of the Lord, and it's stirring on the left and on the right and behind and before. And the Lord says, I go before you. And the flurry of the Lord is all round about you. And just know that I'm working in the midst of each and every situation. I'm working in the midst. I'm working in the midst. And that I have it all under control. The Lord says, just because you don't have it under control doesn't mean I don't have it under control. Just receive peace and know that I am the God of the breakthrough, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I think everybody's already fellowshipping out there. Are we still on there? Well, we just bless you. If you're watching online right now in the name of Jesus, we speak breakthrough over you. We thank you that there's resurrection power that is moving in you and over you and through you, and that the God of breakthrough is breaking through for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and thanks for joining us.